The World's Patrick Wynn went to Malaysia to find out what happens to some of the plastic we throw out.
Yeah, it was a very disturbing and eye-opening trip. If you do feel that sort of twinge of self-satisfaction when you toss a plastic bottle in the recycling bin, then you definitely need to hear this. I've come to the Malaysian coast by the Straits of Malacca. Picture fat palm trees, humid sea breeze, tropical birds. We're in a truck, and I smell our destination before I see it, even with the windows up.
Oh, it's burning now. Okay, yeah, yeah.
I hop out of the truck, and I don't know what else to call it, but a wasteland. In this otherwise lush place, there's this flaming heap, gushing thick black smoke.
Wow, this is really bad.
The smell is really, really bad.
That is Tan Sihan. He works in construction, but in his free time, he tracks down illegal plastic dumps, like this one. As we wade in, warm goop sticks to our shoes. The smoke turns our eyes pink. He says, don't be embarrassed if you feel like throwing up.
You will feel like disgusting, okay? You will feel like want to vomit.
We start snooping around, picking through bales of plastic piled up on the roadside, some spilling out of shipping containers. And I do feel kind of sick, not just because of the fumes, but because all this stuff, it's from my country. Electrolyte drink from Target. A tub of Parmesan from Super Value, a Midwestern chain, and so many water bottles. Aquafina, bottled in California, some mineral water from Kroger, and sparkling water from Trader Joe's. And just to be super clear, there is no Trader Joe's on this side of the world.
Most of all this plastic, the main country actually is the USA.
I met Sihan through this network of Malaysians who spend their whole weekends tracking foreign plastic. And as I talk to more people, telling them, I feel bad seeing my country's trash here, they say, well, American guy, maybe you should feel bad.
American people, when you enjoy a lifestyle which is so convenient, do you think about what you dump to other people's country? Were you happy if I dump my rubbish into your house?
That is Pua Le Peng. She's a chemist by trade. In the last year or so, this area where she grew up, it's been invaded by these flaming plastic dumps, burning trash from the UK, Australia, France, but more than any place else, America. The nightmare here started in early 2018, when China started really driving out its most notorious recycling operators, as it had promised to do for years. It's all part of a drive against foreign waste called National Sword. But suddenly, all these strangers from mainland China begin showing up in Lei Peng's small hometown, and they start renting land. And soon, she says, black clouds appeared over the town, and a smell like, well, she says, you ever leave a hot iron on a nylon shirt for too long? It's like that, times a million. She says it brought mass sickness, headaches, chest pains, asthma. Even the butterflies dropped dead. It literally hurt to breathe.
And also when I talk more than 5 minutes, I feel very tired already. You know, I lost energy.
They put the pieces together pretty quickly. Followed the smoke, found the illegal sites, found the scrap marked with strange names like Trader Joe's. A few of the really bold residents tracked down dozens of these places and reported them to the local government. There were some raids, some shutdowns. But to Lei Peng's astonishment and frustration, they just pop up again and again.
Can you imagine that? This government has no function.
Sure enough, even I find a recycling factory that is supposed to be shut down. Yellow tape across the front and everything. Yet when I stick my head over the gate, I see a big machine grinding up plastic bottles and a big flaming burn pile out back. These criminals, they really do recycle a good amount of the foreign plastic. That's how they make money. Grinding it up, reselling it so other factories can make new stuff. It's just that so much of it is too contaminated to recycle, and that's what gets burned. I don't stick around here because sometimes these goons will come out. Not long ago, when Sihan was out on a scout with some others, some tough guys showed up, yanked the keys out of his truck, and told them to never come back.
Thank you.
This is a secret cell phone recording from that day.
The mafia, okay, surround us, warning us, cannot enter this area anymore.
By mafia, he means local tough guys who are in cahoots with the Chinese importers. He He says they're the ones who know how to bribe the inspectors, and they're the ones who'll threaten you if you go to the cops. He says they will send text messages saying stuff like,
"We know where your house, then we know where your children study."
And yet, people like Si Han and Lei Peng, they are relentless. They have filed hundreds of reports. Lei Peng shows me a Facebook message from someone she says is in the recycling underworld. It says, "Hey, there is a price on your head. 100,000 ringgit. It's about 25 grand. Her response? When you and everyone you love is breathing toxic fumes, you're already facing death. Yet all this work, going after Chinese criminals and their American plastic, it is really stressing her out.
I just worried it might, you know, it might someone follow me and then you'll do something to me.
I can never relax, she says. Even this interview, railing against her own country, she finds it embarrassing.
I don't want to criticize my country.
But if a stranger like me shows up with a microphone, someone from the country that is flooding her hometown with junk, she feels like she can't turn down the opportunity to tell Americans, please do the right thing and stop propping up this criminal underworld with your plastic trash.
To American so-called civilized people, you should not deliver to other country. You should handle it in your own country.
For the world, Patrick Nguyen, Selangor, Malaysia.